All right, let's bow for a word of prayer. Let's pray and ask God to bless. And Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, the honor it is, Lord, to study, Lord, some of the parts of the inspired and preserved words of God. Especially, Lord, us learning a little bit of the Hebrew language, not for anything but to validate, Lord, the things that we're being taught and the things that people say, and that we may someday understand it and read it and know for ourselves, Lord, that your word is true. We ask your blessing upon us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so natuklasan natin yung mga letters ng Hebrew alphabet. Do you remember them? And did you practice writing them out, saying them? So, subukan natin na sabihin. Let's go ahead and say the Hebrew letters together. Aleph, Beh, Gimel, Daleth, Hey, Val, Zion, Tev, Keth, Tev, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samek, Ayin, He, Tzade, Kof, Resh, Sin, Shin, Tau. So, does anybody know the Hebrew alphabet? You could stand and say the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Anybody want to stand and say the Hebrew alphabet? Come on, don't waste time. Go ahead, William.
Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Daleth, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ket, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Sade,
Samek,
Ayin, Hey, Sade, Kof, Resh, Sin, Shin.
Okay, very good. All right, so sa pagsulat natin ng Hebrew, huwag kalimutan na tayo ay magsusulat from left to right, or from right. Yung normal natin pagsusulat, right to left. Yung pag-Hebrew, right to left. Okay? So, yung Aleph, so, Aleph, yung ganyan. Beit. Now, yung natuklasan din natin last time na yung mga letters, pag may tuldok, iba rin yung sound nila. So, dahil yung Beit, wala siyang tuldok. Ang pronunciation natin, Beit. Yung V, Beit. Tapos pag may tuldok, Beit. That would be Beit. Okay? And so on and so forth. So, sa spare time ninyo, when you have a spare time and you want to learn Hebrew, you have to start with the alphabet. And then you write it down and you pronounce it. And so, pag sinulat mo, nakikita ng mata mo, naririnig ng tenga mo, engage yung bunganga mo, yung kamay mo, you are engaging all your faculties learning the Hebrew alphabet. So, natuklasan din natin na yung ibang mga letters, merong final form, kung naalala ninyo. Five of those had final forms, and so on and so forth. Makinig lang. Alright, so, now, yung mga napag-aralan natin, we learn sa alphabet, merong mga vowels na nandun na sa loob ng alphabet na yon. Wala pang guhit, wala pang periods or dots. Pag dinagdag natin yung nikud o yung vowel dots or yung mga markings, doon magiging mas exact yung vowels. Halimbawa, yung yot, pwede rin siyang jot or yot. Pwede rin siyang gawing vowel, yun kung siya lang, yot. So, but kasama siya doon. Yung aleph, that is a silent A. Pero paminsan, pwede rin siyang bigkasin. You know, Abba, Abba. And so, A-B, Abba. So anyway, tingnan natin yung Hebrew vowel points. So, today I want to show you the Hebrew vowels. At sa Hebrew vowels, meron, ano yung mga Hebrew vowels, ano yung vowels natin? A,
B,
I,
O,
U. A, E, I, O, U. Yan ang vowels natin. Ganyan ko lang dito siya. So, sa Hebrew, meron tayong short vowels, meron tayong long vowels, at saka meron tayong reduced vowels. But they all sound alike, similar. So, yung long vowel, gagamitin natin yung long. Sabihin natin long ito. Long vowel. Yung sound ng long vowel A ay A. Father. Long yon, that's long. Father. Pag sinabing A, iba na naman yung tunog na yon, that is short. A. So yung tunog ng long, A, yung tunog ng short, A. A. So short. Tapos merong reduced. I don't think we'll really get into the reduced vowels, only to mention them in the lecture today. So, gamitin natin yung letter bay. Bay. So, that would be yung bay, di ba? Ganyan siya. Yan ang bay. Tapos may tumbog sa litras. Bay. Letter B, yung bay. Aleph, bay. Gimel, Dalet, Hey. So, Beth muna ang gamitin natin. Gagamitin natin yung Beth para ipakita kung paano yung markings ng A, long, short, yung E, katulad ng they, A, long yon, o yung short, better, napaka-ikli, better, father, bat, they, better. So, makikita mo yung long and short. Alright, so, this is the letter Beth. Pag linagyan natin ng kimuts, ayan, para siyang maliit na T. Sa ilalim ng Beth, ang pagkabikas natin dito ay ba. Ba. Now, kapag yung same letter, inagyan natin ng ganyan, isang guhit lang, ba, ba, ba. You get it? So, tingnan mo yung guhit, napaka-short lang. And it tells you if it's long A or short A. Okay? So, same letter sa E. Pag sa letter E, dalawang tuldok. And that is the long E. They. Eh. So, ang pagbigkas natin dito ay they. They. So, babasahin muna natin yung letter tapos titingnan natin yung vowel. Be. So, pag nagbasa tayo ng Hebrew, letter muna, vowel, letter, vowel, letter, vowel. Mapoform natin yung words na ganun. Alright? Short E, segul ang tawag sa short E, pero at least alam natin, 1, 2, 3. Short E. So, bay, be. Bay, be. Ba, ba. Ba, ba. Day. All right, next. Tingnan natin yung long O. Yung long O. Lalagyan natin ng tuldok sa taas. Dito. Ang tawag doon, holem. Pero huwag yun ang problemahin kung anong tawag. Basta pag nakakita kayo ng tuldok sa taas, automatic, bo. That will be an O. That's called a holem. Holem. Anyway. So, bo. Ba, be, bo. Alright? So, sa Hebrew, etong tatlo lang. A, E, O, ang long. Walang long yung I, walang long yung U. Okay? So, short, hirik. Ang tawag dito, hirik. And that will be yung tuldok natin dito. Hirik, I. You see, paano natin makukuha ito? Hindi natin mamamaster yan, no? Tandaan natin ang learning curve. Pag nagsimula tayo mag-aral, mahirap. Pero kung talagang pagtiyagaan natin yan, masasanay rin tayo at mamamaster natin yan. Alright? Then, yung short O. Short O naman. Ang short O ay parehas sa kamats. Magkaparehas sila. So, kamats. Ang tawag ito, kamuts hatuf. Hatuf. Kamats hatuf. Anyway, you will have that in your notes. Bibigay ko ito sa inyo. Alright? So then, yung short U, ang tawag dito, kibbutz. Kibbutz. So, 3, 1, 2, 3. Napababa. Kibbutz. That is U. Alright? So, yan ang buong system ng vowels nila sa long at saka short. Yung sa reduce, tatlo. Dadagdagan yung tatlo. At yung signs nila, alright, just for your information, yung reduce A ay meron siyang guhit na ganyan at dalawang tuldok. Reduce A. Okay? Pag sinabi, ito, A. A. Fa, A, E, A. So, A. A. So, that is your reduced A. A. So, guhit, dalawang tuldok. Then, yung reduced E, limang tuldok. Ano ba yan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Reduce E. 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 Metallic. Metallic. E. 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 So that's that. E. Ganyan talaga kabilis yung mga reduced sounds. At isa pa, one more, yung O. Hatep kamets. Hatep kamets ang tawag dito. And that would be T at saka dalawang tuldok. So yung O ng salitang commit, commit, anyway, so yan ang buong system ng vowels. Okay? So now let's begin to read. Now that alam natin yung alphabet and yung vowels natin. then we can begin to read. So, let me give you, first of all, your new page 3 and 4. Page 3 and 4. Just forgive me for page 4 kasi hindi ko ma-align yung reduced vowels sa A, E, at saka O. Hindi ko ma... Ewan ko bakit yung computer hindi sumusunod sa akin. So, pero hindi naman, hindi ko kayo, I will not require the reduced vowel for now. Or forever. So, pages 3 and 4. Alright? Here. So, ito yung Hebrew vowels. Uh-oh. What page is that?
Three. Two threes.
Here's four, and here's four. These are just page four. I ran out of page three. Joe, give one to Mr. RJ. Puros page four na lang. Nawala na ako ng three. You don't have four?
I have two, three.
Oh, give one to him. Here, give that to RJ. Here's page four. Make sure you have pages 3 and 4. Okay? Make sure you have pages 3 and 4. Here's 3 and 4.
Just 4.
Sino pang nangangailangan ng page 3 and 4? Page 3. Anybody else? Page 3 or 4? Okay. I only have 4. All right. So, wag ko lang munang burahin ito para meron tayo, alam natin yung H, A, E, I, O, and U. Okay? So, I'll just write the words over here. And we'll take a look at these words. Alright, so pag nagbabasa tayo, una, identify, you first identify the letter, and then you identify the markings, the vowel markings. Okay? So tingnan natin yung word na ito. Let me try this one here. Okay, sinong gusto mag-try nito? Itong word na ito. This word. Anybody want to try? Just raise your hand. We'll help you. We'll help you. Tulungan ka namin. But I need somebody to... Go ahead, Joe, stand up. Alright, do you know what letter this is? Aleph. And what letter is this? Beit. Okay. Aleph Beit. How would you read that?
Ab.
Correct. All right. So, nabasa niya, ab. You are correct. And that is the first word that every baby knows in Israel. Abba. Meaning daddy or father. Ab. Ab. Now, nilagyan natin ng vowel markings. Nakikita niyo yung vowel markings? Sa ilalim ng aleph. Ayan o. Ang tawag natin dun sa vowel markings na yan, we call that the kamets. Ka. Kamets. A. So, a. Va. Abba. Abba. Yung actually, pwede siyang lagyan dito ng A. Abba. Pwede yun. Abba. Pero sa modern modern Hebrew, Abba. Yung A, yung unang A, binabikis, yung pangalawang A, hindi na. Grading na lang. Abba. Abba. Alright? So that's your first word. Meaning, Father. Malapit ito sa Papa. Mas malapit sa Latin, Papa. Instead na Daddy ng Ingles. Papa. Abba. Papa. Anyway, so you have that. Alright? Very good. Alright, let's keep on. Let's see if you can do this. Anybody else want to try? Anybody want to try to read? Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Huh? Write muna. Okay. Mm-hmm. Final form. Anybody want to try this? Okay, William, go ahead, stand up. First, identify the letters. Yeah. Dalet, Aleph, Dalet, and no, it's not Samek. Samek is smoother. Samek is like this. This is a little more chiseled. M, Mem, Mem. Okay. So Aleph, Dalet, Mem.
Adam.
Because this is a kamatz, right? Adam. You got it. Adam. And Adam means man. Man. So that's your vocabulary word. Adam. Man. Or Adam. So sino si Adam? Asawa ni Eve. Diba? The first man. Adam. Very good. Okay? So. All right. Who else wants to try? This one. Oh, you already tried, Joe. Okay, who wants to try? Ito, final form. Kasi, mas mahaba siya kesa sa invisible na line. Don't forget that. May meaning yan. This is the final form. Okay? So, who wants to try this? Anybody want to try? Don't be afraid, we will help you. Who wants to try? Yeah? Eh? Uh-huh. All right, who wants to try? All right, Ate Tess, go ahead. Let's first identify the letters. Aleph. Resh, correct. That's Resh. Oh, so, Aleph, Resh, and? Mm-hmm. That would be Ayin. Final Ayin. Remember, yung regular Ayin, ganyan siya. Diba? Pero dahil final siya, sa dulo siya ng word, yung buntot niya hinila. So, You're right. Ayin. Ayin. Okay, so, now that you have that, and yung mga tuldok, tatlong tuldok, you see that here? E. Okay, so that would be E, R, Eres. 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 There you go. Eres. That's right. So, itong Aleph, magiging E siya dahil sa tuldok. Tandaan mo, wala siyang sound, pero dahil tatlo yung tuldok dito na ganito, yung sound niya ngayon, E, hindi na A. E, E, Res, Eres, Eres. And Eretz means earth. Earth, Eretz. Earth or land. Na important yung word na yon dahil ginamit yung earth 2,500 times sa Old Testament. Alright? So, ganun talaga ang pagbasa. You first identify the letters and then you identify the vowel markings. At pag binasa mo, you will be able to read Hebrew. So, very good. Alright? Alright, let's try some other words. Alright, sino pa? Come on, somebody try. Marsha, go ahead, try. Here we go. What letter is this? Aleph. What letter is this? Lamed. So, Al. Right? But because there's a vowel markings here, right here, you see that? That is E. So, you would pronounce this what? L. 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 Alright? At yun yung ibig sabihin ng El means God. El Shaddai. El Elohim. El Elyon. El means God. Alright? So, alright, very good. See, mahirap ba yan? Ang mahirap lang, hindi lang tayo sanay na hindi na natin alam yung letter, tapos hindi rin natin alam yung markings. Pero pag natuklasan natin yung letters at saka yung markings, mababasa natin. At ang kulang na lang sa atin doon, vocabulary. So, you'll have, next week, magpiprint na lang ako ng mga words na ito na merong vocabulary words. And tapos na tayo sa pag-aaral ng Greek. Alright? So, all right. Anybody else want to try? Ayo, hindi naman mahirap. Yes.
So the A can be there and it's not really A. It's showing that it's starting.
That's right. Yeah. A, the Aleph, is a silent A. It can function as an A if there's no markings.
But it, like in that one, it didn't function as anything.
That's right.
It just had a dot
beneath it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just
E-L. 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 Yes. Absolutely. Yes. A good example is if you don't have the right vowels, you cannot have the right words. Halimbawa yung RJ, si RJ, J A Y. Pag ginawa kong I, RG. Oh, hindi na ikaw 'yon. Iba na siyon. So, same thing with the vowel points. We have to maintain the vowel points in order to pronounce any word in Hebrew. Alright. So, let's try this one. Sino gusto mag-try nito? No? Oh, sino gusto mag-try nito? First, identify First, identify the letters, then the vowel markings. Sino gusto mag-try nito? Ate Caroline, go ahead. So, first of all, what is this letter?
Babe.
Correct? Tapos, anong letter ito? Noon. Correct. So, how do you read this? Dalawang tulog niya. Bane. Correct. Very good. Now, dahil yung noon ay nasa dulo, tandaan natin yung buntot niya hihilain pababa. So, sinulat ko lang muna yun para ma-identify mo. Pero ang tamang pagsulat nito, ganyan. Pero dahil sa napakaliit yun, I did not want to confuse you. The final nu is this. Yung final nu. At lumalampas na lang ng konti. But you are correct. Ben. Ben. Ang ibig sabihin ng Ben, son. Oh, di ba? Ben. Ben. Benjamin. Son ni Jamin. Ben Hadad. Son ni Hadad. Alright? Okay. Let's see. Let's try this one. Dapat, pag naggaganito tayo, mauna ka na. Kasi pahirap tayo ng pahirap. Just so you know. No, I'm just kidding. Again, kasanayan lang. Okay? All right. Tatlong letters. Okay? All right. Who wants to try this? Identify muna yung letter, tapos yung vowel readings. Do you want to try it? Go ahead. So, anong letters muna ito? No, this... Babe. Jot.
And then
Tau. Tau, correct. So, Babe, Jot, Tau. Ano yung vowels nito? Right? A. So, how do you pronounce this?
Ba.
Ba. And then? Uh-huh. No. Yot. Na meron ay yi. Yi. So, be-yi. Oh, sorry. Be-yi. And how do you pronounce tau? Be-yi. Right? Be-yi. Okay. Yon. Be-yi. Ang ibig sabihin ng be-yi, house. House. Beit Lehem. House of bread. Beitel. House of God. Eh? Naalala niyo yung L? Bethel. Beitel. Beit. House. Oh. Beitel. Ale. Dalamang tudok. Tsaka lamed. Ano ba yung lamed? Oh yeah. Lamed. Bethel, house of God. Bethel. All right, anyway. Very good. All right. Let's see. We still have time, and we're learning to read Hebrew. And again, all it is identifying the letters and then the vowel markings and then reading it that way, and you'll be able to read the word. Okay? All right, how about this? Anybody want to try this? Ito yung vow, ha? Okay. Joe, you want to try it? Okay. What letter is this?
Jot.
Jot? No, that's not resh. Resh should be like this. This is vow. Vow. Naalala niyo yung vow? Yung ika-anim na letter? Vow or wow? Wow. And this is? No, stomach is smooth. This is block. And it's a final form of M. Main. Right? Main? So, yad, vowel, main. But there's a dot on the top. Remember the halam? Remember the halam? It turns into a O. So, yom, yom, yom. Do you know how to, can you read that? Yom. So, yung jot, yom. Do you get it? Yom? Y-O-M. Yom. Yom. Pero pagbasa, simula dito, papunta doon, papunta ganyan. Yom. Yom. And this means day. You can set up. This means day. Day. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Yom. Alright? Alright. Let's try. Sino pang hindi pa nakapag-try? Just learning the Hebrew alphabet. Alright. Okay. You've been saying Samech, so let's do some Samechs here. Samech. Samek, vow, Samek. Okay, now we're going to put the markings here. Hindi ko pala, hindi natin na gawa ito. Baka nabura ko na. Anyway, you're already pronounced, I'm hearing, so you're correct. Samek. Vowel, samek, pero may tuldok siya, papasok yan sa U. Who wants to read this? Binigay ko na sa inyo. Samek, U, samek. Trisha, samek, anong sound ng samek? S, di ba? O, ito U, ito S ulit. O, how do you pronounce it? Sus, tama, sus. Ibig sabihin ng sus, horse. Did you know the Pegasus? Oh. Sus means horse. 138 times ginamit sa Old Testament yung sus. Alright. Let's do this one. Sino gusto mag-try nito? Naalala niyo yan? Yes. Shin. Itong tatlo. All right. So what letter is this? Shin. Oh, anong pronunciation niya? How do you pronounce this? Sha. Because the markings is A. Sha. Na. Eh, this is a what? Nun. Ah, ito. Sha na. Ano ito? Hey. Hey. So how do you pronounce that? Nusa na hey. Walang tuldok yan. So, shana. 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 So, Shana. Shana. Ikaw na. Shana. Ikaw na. Hindi. Ang ibig sabihin ng shana, year. Year. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Sineselebrate yan ng mga Jews. Rosh Hashanah. So, that is the year. So, all right. One more. See? We have time here, so. So, tama kayo. Shin. Narinig ko yung shin. Kaya lang, dalawa yung tuldok niya. She. Ito. M. Mum. Mem. Oh. Shem. Oh, yes. Shem. Anong ibig sabihin ng shem? Name. Name. What is your shem? Name. Oh, naalala niyo yung anak ni Adam? Cain, Abel, and Seth. That's right. Seth. That's their Shem. That is their name. Shem means name. All right. So nakikita natin na we just need to be familiar with the letters and the Hebrew markings. Okay? Let's try this one. Tuldok dito, binura ko na yan. Ito yun. Oh. Kasi kolom yan. Wait. Oh, so may narinig na ako. Did you read it? Oh, okay, so, what letter is this? Aleph. Kaya lang, lima yung tuldok niya. So, it falls under what vowel? E. So, ang pagbikas nito ay? Oh, siya lang muna. Kasi siya lang. F. Tapos yung L, merong tuldok dito. O, so, E, lo. Tapos ito, he. Tama? He. Okay? Lagyan natin tuldok dito. Sa ilalim. So, E, lo, he. E, lo. He. At meron siyang tuldok dito, so I. Elohi. And then, ito. Jot, no? Elohim. Ito, M. Mem. O. Elo. Elohim. Anong ibig sabihin ng Elohim? God. God. In the beginning, God created. Elohim. Now, isa sa mga amazing facts ng Hebrew, pag ang letter ay im, that is more than one. So, talagang may trinity sa Bible. Kasi, yung word for God, Elohim, ibig sabihin, hindi lang isa. There's more than one. There's three. Father, Son, and Spirit. Elohim. Kung gusto niya maging singular, papatanggalin ito, gagawin na lang A ito. A. Eloa. Eloa. And that's singular, God. Elohim, God pa rin, singular. Pero, understood natin, may plural siya sa Hebrew. All right. Very good. So, all you have to do is identify the letters muna, tapos i-apply yung markings. And when you do that, you will be able to read Hebrew. Okay? All right, there's more that we can learn, but we will stop there. Next week, we will move into the book of Numbers, yung mga kabataan. Okay, so from Cham-Cham pababa, Mikey pababa, pupunta kayo sa kabila. Si Brother RJ magtuturo sa inyo. Meanwhile, yung mga matatalino at magaganda at mga gwapo, dito lang tayo. At papasok tayo sa pag-aaral ng Book of Numbers. By the way, any questions on Hebrew? Alright? Ready na kayo sa final exam? We don't have a final exam. Let us pray and thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can learn the Hebrew maybe a little better than we did before. And so we just ask that you would use it, Lord. Help us to learn it so we can validate the Strong's Concordance and see the definitions of words in the Greek and in the Hebrew and in the English. And we thank you, Lord, for your love for us in giving us your word. Strengthen us by your word, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.